Mothering Myself by Heather Plett. I adopted a new journal practice this spring after reading the book Discovering Your Inner Mother. I wanted to nurture all of the parts of me that are connected to old stories, and I wanted to learn to mother myself better. Each morning, when I sit down with my journal, often sitting on the dock in the local park, my new favorite journal writing spot, I write at the top of the page, "Which Heather wants to show up on the page today?" And then I wait a moment to see which voice from my past wants to be heard. Sometimes it's the preteen who wants to tell me about how she felt like an outsider at school because she grew up Mennonite and didn't have a TV and never got to read Teen Beat and didn't have any entry points into the celebrity-focused conversations the other girls loved to have. Plus, she was poor and wore hand-me-down clothes. Sometimes it's the young mom who wants to speak about how overwhelmed she felt with babies and a demanding job, and how she doubted herself and wished she had more of a community to lean on. Whoever shows up, I hold space for her, as a patient and loving mother would, and when she's finished speaking, I assure her that she is safe and protected and loved, and that I will always listen to her and make choices that hold her best interests at heart. Recently, during a therapy session, I had a breakthrough in naming and healing one of my traumas. I was able to connect a body sensation that is often present in times of stress and trauma triggering with a specific moment when harm was done to younger Heather. After doing some work on it, my therapist asked, "What are you feeling now in your body?" "I still have a bit of sensation, but it's weakened," I said, "and there's something else. I feel a little excitement in me, almost like there's a little girl jumping up and down inside my chest. She's excited because she thinks that if I let go of that trauma, then maybe she can finally come out and play." And then I realized that there was something missing from my journal practice. I was allowing the voices of wounded Heather to show up on the page at whatever age she was, but I hadn't yet invited playful Heather or passionate Heather or sensuous Heather. I hadn't yet considered the voices that wounded Heather might have silenced because it didn't feel safe to express those other things. As I wrote earlier in the spring, there is a danger in worshiping our wounds. Since then, I've been listening to the voices that have been silenced by the trauma. I have invited sensuous Heather to tell me what she most longs for. I've asked playful Heather what her favorite forms of play are. I've let passionate Heather guide me in seeing the world through her eyes. I've asked those voices to tell me when they were silenced and what I can do to set them free. When this post goes out into the world, I will still be on my summer sabbatical. I have taken this sabbatical partly because I want to dedicate more time to listening to those other voices. Just before my sabbatical started, I told a dear friend, "I think I've grown tired of my trauma. I'm ready to find out what's next." And so here I am, in that place of discovery, exploring what joy, passion, desire, and sensuousness feel like in a body that's a little closer to healing and liberation.